So I'm looking at the website, shatterthedarkness.net, for the theme of this week. Here, October 2010, here's the title, The Visitation, Communication, and Contact with the Spirits. What do they want? October 18th to the 22nd, every single night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Russ Dizdar. Welcome to Monday night, the 18th of October. And we're ready to just kind of get into it and take a look. If you look at the website, we got some new things up. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But Monday night, here's the title, Knock Knock, Who's There? Mediums, Ouija boards, channelers, and other doors. Well, we'll talk about that between this hour. We're glad that you've joined us. It's going to be a supernatural and providential hour. It's all been prayed over, and so have you. Welcome to all the live listeners everywhere. Send me a note once in a while to tell me where you're listening from. For all those that download, sometimes up to 80 countries of the world, we're glad that you are constantly coming back to download again and again. Send us an email. Tell us what nation you're from. I got a note from someone from the Czech Republic and Angola and many other places around, and we're going to say welcome. We had one of the men that had been listening to the radio programs contacted me, wanted to come up for prayer, drove out of another state. This Saturday, we met with him Saturday evening and also Sunday morning, had some prayer, had some counsel, met a new friend, and he left and went on his way back to that other state. So there are so many that need, so many that are looking for, love, contact with God, relationship, reality, wanting to know the truth. And I tell you what, we're trying to get to many as possible on the emails and engage all of you, and we're going to try again really hard this week. A lot of requests, and we've got a lot of individual prayer, deliverance, freedom encounters to engage. And I had some great privilege this last Sunday night to speak at a place called Ruined. It's a ministry with high school and college age, and there's adults, but they've been going for a number of years, and they got a very powerful worship time, very powerful prayer time, and they allowed me to speak on the five A's of spiritual warfare. That is awareness and being alert, armor, authority, and action. We've got little clips of that that'll be up this week, all week long. Take a look at it on the Shatter site. Again, let me tell you something. I'm going to have my wife call in this week. I'm going to have her interact a little bit. She goes off to work at a job that her sister-in-law invites her to come to, needs her to help, out in another city, about an hour's drive or more. And there, as she's worked all day, goes back to the hotel they provided, and they're all there. She goes to her own room, and there in that room, she feels something strange. She gets ready for bed, goes to sleep, but sooner or later she feels literally as if something came and touched her back and actually landed on her back. She said it felt as though she could feel like something was flapping its wings. Maybe a dove got into the room or something happened to where she can feel the actual fluttering. And then she realized it wasn't physical. It was spiritual. Something was in the room. Now, my wife, knowing her, she turns around with, a very strong and bold spirit to rebuke this thing. And everything seemed to stop. She laid back down, and it occurred again, as if it laid on her back. Again, she gets up. She prays it off, prays all through the room, prays everything. Now it's about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and this time it's absolutely gone for good. She calls and tells me about it, but I'm going to have her call in Wednesday at the second hour and talk about that experience. Two people have just written me about sleep paralysis. We're going to deal with that on Tuesday night, and we hope that you'll engage us then. We'll do in our chat room for the second hour on Wednesday night. We're going to be dealing with ghosts, other entities, and those old buildings. In other words, what is a haunted house or a haunted building or haunted woods? Why is it haunted? Who's haunting it? And we're going to kind of engage that subject. Thursday night, vampire rage, seduction. Is it bloodlust or something else? I'll be on with Tom Horn, RaidersNewsNetwork.net. That's going to be on with Tom Horn this Thursday evening. They're going to do an interview with me. And you can see the time and link on our website. That's after our regular hour. And then Friday night, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, and the thin veil between us and them. We're going to do a heads up about the ritual issues. And I will be live out of Pennsylvania. And we're going to be doing some meetings there, literally hunting down some issues, engaging victims, and helping those who are the helpers of victims. This week, the visitation. Communication and contact with the spirits. What do they want? Now, this is what I've written on the site. Some of you listening shortwave and other ways are not able to go to the web. I got a letter from a dear lady this week listening on shortwave, and she requested some literature. We're going to send it to her. But here's what we've written in the context of this week. Quote, so something or someone came into your room and sat on your bed. Maybe you played with the old Ouija board, and it answered. It is October, and it does seem like there is more supernatural interaction this month than most. We will focus on the titles of the live radio shows below, each night with a prayer that many eyes will be opened, who and why the spirits are knocking, visiting, and calling. We will offer help to discern the difference between angels and demons, true spiritual experiences and false, in a day of unprecedented ramping up of an ancient and very dark agenda, it is clear. There are more engagements, contacts, and manifestations of fallen angels than ever, and so much more is coming. Are you able to tell the difference? Do you know what it's all about? Again, welcome to all the new listeners. Also, if you're coming in for the first time, listen, blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we welcome you. The website where all the information is shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net on the web. My name is Russ Dizdar, and we're ready for Monday night. Knock, 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 knock. You know the joke, how that all begins. Who's there? Well, listen, when it comes to the world of the supernatural, when it comes to the spiritual supernatural, could be in dreams, could be there with the medium, could it be with the Ouija board, could be with the tarot cards, could be at the spell meeting, it could be with the Reiki stones, could be in the meditations. When all of a sudden, a visitation, a communication, and or contact with the spirits, it comes about. That's what we're going to be into tonight. Let me mention some news quickly. I'm going to read a brand new book this week I just got a hold of called Babylon's Banksters. Back of the book, it says this, from the ancient Babylon to Babylon on the Hudson, an international class of gangster banksters has pursued a consistent strategy to enslave mankind. By usurping the money, creating and issuing power of the state, to suppressing the public development of alternative physics and energy technologies. The book, well, it's written by Joseph P. Farrell. He shows how there is a deep physics behind the astrological charts of the great American economic depressions and reveals the association of banksters with temples and why the temples were so crucial to the banksters in operations. Slavery, usurpation, the money creating power of the state, the invention of debt as money, economic cycles, and astrology. It has been the practice and strategy of the banksters since the ancient times. And as Farrell quips on conclusion of this remarkable book, it is high time to have done with them. So, neat book. Just came into the mail today. I ordered about a week ago. It's Babylon's Banksters. subtitled The Alchemy of Deep Physics, High Finance, and Ancient Religion. So I'll give some reports on that. We'll see about maybe doing some show on that material. And listen, I think it's going to be something that everybody knows is going on. You know, where's all the money going to? Where's it all being, you know? Antichrist will have to have a big pot of gold before he can unleash globalism and take the control. And that's what I believe is encouraging. Follow the money. Follow the money. We've all heard that before. Tonight, as we deal with the topic, Knock Knock, Who's There?, we're going to deal with mediums, Ouija board, channelers, and other doors. And I think that, just even going back to the concept of the Ouija board and where it came from. Listen, you can go to Parker Brothers and look about the background of that, the trademark, and where it really came from. Elijah Bond in the 1890s. And it was regarded as a harmless parlor game, well, by some maybe, until the American spiritualist, Pearl Kernan. Now listen, it was popularized, it was used literally as a mediumship, a divining tool, you can get answers, kind of like that crazy eight ball where you ask a question, flip it over, and an answer will come up. And I'm just going to tell you something, we have no idea of the way that spirits will operate to grant, well, at first, favors so that we can be hooked. I'm going to tell you that the knocking and that the visiting and the communication and all of that, you know what it's about? It is about the lure. It's the bait and hook. It's the lure being cast out by the fishermen. Many people love to fish. I've been fishing many different places, and I had some guys take me up to Lake Ontario. Caught the biggest, oh my goodness, it was lake trout and salmon. And afterwards, they cut it all up for us and sent us home. I'm telling you the truth. It was an inch and a half thick or more. Some of the greatest fish I've ever had. But I'm going to tell you something, that when you're fishing, the truth is the fishermen have to be very deceptive. And I used to have a fishing tackle box with all kinds of lures, all kinds of those little things that, you know, look pretty, look enticing, look as if it would be very good food for a fish, yet it has that hook on it. And once they bite, they are hooked, and most of the time, from the hook to the frying pan, well, they're cooked. And that's what's going to happen when it's really dark spirits playing that game. So many people, maybe right now, somebody knows, you've opened the door, you've let them in, you're hooked, they've got you, and you don't know how to get rid of it. And I want you to know right now, we've seen many, many people over the years, hundreds and hundreds, that have gotten rid of the dark spirits, the entities that have come in. That's true for the military guys in the Psy Warrior projects. That's true for the intuitives at the NSA, that's true for the remote viewers, and that's true for the psychics, and that's true for the mediums. That's true for the teenager that has opened the door. That is true for the doors that have been opened through the Ouija board, through spells, through rituals, through things in your house. If you let them and give them the rights, oh, they will, without question, engage you. Long before the actual knock-knock, long before the actual communication contact, they've been observing. They've been looking. You have no idea that they are the hunters. They are the seekers. And nowadays, they can be easily found. So many doors. Well, that's what we're going to deal with tonight in this first of 5 one-hour radio broadcasts live. Well, it's right out of the center where I do all my studies and all my stuff. It's right out of this place where we do the prayers and get prepared. And we ask right now that God, in Jesus' name, will actually just visit you, to minister to you, to whatever the needs may be. May the Lord crush and destroy what is dark, seductive spirits and what they do. And I would ask that those who are engaging alternative spirituality, please listen. If you're really open to listen. Because I really do believe that when you're hearing all of this and you do have a dark spirit, though masqueraded as light, they will try to get you away. They know what's coming across. They know what spirit by which I speak and am motivated. I confess freely the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus that died and was buried and did rise from the dead. Inside my life now, 35 years, and let me tell you something. I pray that you know him, that you have all of the work that he provided operative in your life. For the believers, and just simply right now, by the Spirit of God, I sense somebody with a depression issue. And I just pray for you right now in the name of Jesus that God would release you from the depression. It may be because of a doorway where oppression came in, lies of the enemy, those arrows that come in to bring you down. You need to stand up as a believer and rebuke all of it in the name of Jesus and cling to the truth. And start praising God, cling to the Word of God, quote the Word of God, make your stand, submit to God, resist the devil. All of that will flee from you, and you'll find that the air is clear, your soul is cleared, you'll feel the presence of God, and that is how in spiritual warfare you have to sometimes clear the air. Rust is dark, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, Monday night, knock, knock, who's there? Going to tell you also off that website that we've mentioned, we finally reconnected the course, training course, the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, and left side, scroll over left side, you'll see it clearly. Also, Supernatural Apologetics. They're now absolutely free. All you got to do is click on it, and they'll have anywhere from 12 to 15, 16 hours of training lectures and teaching materials for you, and they're there absolutely free. I'm going to touch on tonight, right now anyway, let's touch on this area. Years ago got a phone call. A young man, 18 years old, hung himself in his garage. His little brother came home from junior high and found his brother hanging in the garage, already dead. Now, for a junior higher to see a dead person, that's bad enough, but his own brother hanging dead. And when he attempted to go to him and pull on him and push and see to help do whatever else and kind of literally freaking out as a junior high school kid, there his brother is, literally just, hanging dead from a rope. And, you know, obviously call mom, you know, cops come, everything comes down to it. I get called in as a pastor. Jimmy's dead. And we go through all of the funeral and all the stuff for a number of days. But then I get phone calls from the mom, little brother, junior high brother, wakes up in the middle of the night and says he sees his brother walking down the hall. Dead brother walking down the hall. Is that his dead brother? We're going to deal with this issue, and there's thousands that will, maybe millions that will say they've experienced, or at least they think they did. I saw dead people. Now, we're going to deal with that in 1 hour this coming week. I mentioned it tonight again because it was a spiritual engagement that only cleared up when both the junior high boy, you see, like a lot of us that remain, some people want their loved one that has passed away. They want them so bad. They want them so bad that anything that shows up sounds like them, seems to appear like them. I mean, literally, it is a, I would say this from the side of the spirits. That longing, no matter what it takes to contact the dead, they look for that opportunity. They look and strategize and see how they're going to be able to enter in and be Uncle Charlie, be Aunt Frida, or be Jim. Don't get hooked. We'll spend an hour on that coming up. Now, I'm going to say that we've titled tonight, Knock, Knock, Who Is There? There's a reason for that, because everything that we read on a biblical scale, everything that I know of in this last 35 years. See, prior to coming to Christ, you got to understand, I understood the spirits. I was engaged with the spirits. I sat in a temple where I was being trained in passive meditation to open up and draw the spirits, open up to them coming, wait for them to begin to touch, to begin to send communication, for them to begin to maybe even come upon or even enter into my body. Now, that's what I was being trained by a master. Well, he already had them all. We don't understand that those who already have spirits all over them, whether they're past life regressionist, you know, leaders, psychics, if they've already got the spirits upon them, the presence, the non-human enhancements, well, then when they draw others in, that presence will be operative and it will be supernatural. No different than real believers in Christ that have the Spirit of God when you minister to people, when you work with individuals. Listen, I know this. I know the Spirit of God is operative in giftings of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, supernatural ways in which ministry occurs for the good of individual lives, all of which leads people to Jesus, leads people out of sin, breaks the darkness, and allows an individual to open up wide, to be filled with and embrace Jesus, the living Christ. Listen, more than ever, I give you the warning. More than ever, I shout out the alert. Massive spiritual supernatural activity. Definitely not all of it is coming from God. Very important for us to understand this tonight. Listen, let's touch on the subject of mediums. And again, I want to say that if you're listening new tonight, if you want to write in, just say what city, what state, what country you're listening from. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. And we also have a phone number. You can get it off the website, shatterthedarkness.net. And if you want to call in with a comment, you know, kind of a whistleblower information also on the issue of satanic rituals this month, please do so. The number's there. Nobody will actually directly answer. It'll go directly to a message center. I'm the only one that can get a hold of it. And you can leave us the info. Nobody will bother you. And we may even air it. No names mentioned, but we will check out the content and see what we can do concerning it. Want to touch on, first of all, mediums. And again, there might be mediums that listen. I know on Wednesday night, the second hour, 7 o'clock, the Ragged Edge Show. A lot of times as we begun that a year and a half ago, we've had psychics and mediums and even a major psychic individual that called in and wanted to talk. Those connected to the Akashic Records. Some see Edgar Casey as, well, the sleeping prophet, but he's like a medium in a way. But his thing was majorly getting information. Whereas a medium, you know the old picture on television, sitting around a room, holding hands, everything's quiet, maybe a candle in the middle, everything's dark, and they're all waiting. And the medium's going to go into maybe a trance medium. Maybe they're going to be taken over by a spiritual presence. And the idea for many of these, and let me tell you something, do a little study on the incredible numbers of mediums pre-Nazi Germany. They were, as said in one book, The Science of the Soul, they were literally, like at every cafe, street corners, they were everywhere. You can get a hold of them everywhere. And people would, and those that wanted to contact their loved ones. Those that want to go in and, well, in some senses, they're different categories, but like a psychic, like a reader, you can go in and they're going to, maybe they'll have a crystal ball, maybe they're going to read your hand, maybe they're going to do tarot cards, but it's all about divining. It's all about, on a supernatural basis, getting information to give to you. Hopefully, you're hoping that it's going to be good. You got to understand something. I do that. I get supernatural information, but it comes from God. It comes from the living words of God. It comes from the Spirit of God. You know, I sought the Lord today and over some issues we're praying over, asking for leading, asking for guidance. Do I have a spirit guide? God, the Holy Spirit. Yes. Does God lead? Does God guide? You got to know him. Favorite verse, one of them. Isaiah 48, where it says, concerning God. my relationship, and if you're a believer, your relationship, that God teaches you what is best and leads you in the way you should go. If you read the book of Acts sometime, you're going to see this, that, well, if you read Acts chapter 8, you're going to find out that a very simply obedient believer is doing the will of God, and the Spirit of God in his life, he literally quotes. The Holy Spirit tells him to go stand over there by that chariot, where there was a man reading the book of Isaiah. It led to him leading an Ethiopian official to Christ and baptizing him in the waters. I can tell you over the years how many times that has occurred. I can tell you in worship. I can tell you in prayer. I can tell you in services where there's been a word of knowledge or a prophetic word, or where others were praying for me and giving me a word. Listen, God speaks. God is communicating. The living words of God, the Spirit of God, the giftings of God all involve the as the prophecy of Joel. Many of you know this, Acts chapter 2, that when it was fulfilled, it was about sons and daughters, God's, those who turn to Christ, the Spirit of God would be upon. It talks about dreams and visions. Throughout the book of Acts, there is God guiding and communicating by a dream, by a vision. Now, please understand, when it comes from God, the message is from God, and the leading is from God, and in the New Testament, it's clear. You don't have to have a book to come up with, you know, colors and factors and things. They didn't need that. Matter of fact, you study all the dreams of the entire Bible, all of the visions that individuals have been given when it comes from God. And you'll find out that it is sometimes a pictorial, some kind of drama, picture, occurrence that brings a clear communication, that brings a leading, a guidance. So you've got to understand, even today, I seek the Lord. I love when you read the Psalms, Psalm 34, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34. You might be needing that right now today to know that's what you can do. You're allowed to seek the Lord. That's why in the Old Testament, when Israel was supposed to be seeking the Lord, when they'd go off to the high places and other places to contact the mediums, to contact those who can give some kind of oracle from the spirits. You know, there's two supernatural sources. One is finite, has its agenda. One is infinite, has its agenda. One is cloaked in darkness and seduction and deception for a reason. They cannot let you know what they really are and what they really want, what they can and what they cannot do. On the other hand, God, in his revelation, the Spirit of God, dreams, words, prophetic, word of knowledge, whatever way God is working, corresponding to the Word of God, to the character of Christ, it is God always making things clear and giving leading. And what comes from God in Christ leads to Christ. That's a very important issue in the midst of this. So when millions and millions and millions from the 60s on that have been looking for guidance and leading, that's why some of you read the astrology. That's why some of you get charts read, palms read, tarot cards read, chicken bones thrown down, rune stones. That's why that all occurs. But whatever the physical objects that are used in whether occult or that stream of spirituality, please understand the spirits are loving. The fact that people are looking and longing for some otherworldly presence to enter in, to lead and to guide, to direct and to move. Millions of Americans are New Agers and have had experiences. Millions of Americans have sought the astrologists, whether newspapers or readers or mediums. I mentioned in pre-Nazi Germany, they were packed with mediums. Then throughout Europe, England packed with mediums. seemed like in the 1800s, the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, mediums. I mean, we've got presidents. We've got political leaders that have sought this, sought dead people, sought to write in their schedule based on astrological directions. The question is, behind all of that, whether it's tarot cards, mediums, psychics, whether it's really the old crystal ball, the rune stones, or whatever the objects, the question is, what is the spiritual source behind that? Can a person really contact your dead aunt? Can the guy on television stand there in the crowd and talk to individuals? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe there's some real spiritual operativeness on him. I believe there's things communicating in his head. I've seen others like it. I've been in meetings where I've seen this. But again, the presence operative in him, that is, again, a non-human enhancement, a supernatural source, though they feel they're a conduit, they're connected. And so, from the other side, in a crowd where these entities, they will know people. They will scan people. They will observe people. I've dealt with too many along the way. They know how to look through somebody that they are in or on. They know how to perceive. You got to understand, they are supernatural entities with more abilities and powers than a human being. And I'm going to tell you that on that side, they'll come in whatever ways they perceive that a person can be best deceived. They size it up. They can research from that side family histories, the dead ones. You've got to understand what they're able to do. Collectively, they are beyond. I mean, spiritually, it's like the worldwide web network of spiritual presence and the synchronicity and the collective sense. That's why some call out there in the air around us that there is an unconscious collective. That there is the Akashic records where all this information is there, and we can allow ourselves to be tapped into or tap into it and get that communication. But when they really get into it, there are entities behind the communications. So mediums, if they're real, they're going to have a supernatural source. I have never read of one, heard of one, seen one, engaged one, where it was the Spirit of the living God operative through them. Again, I'm going to tell you, you have two sources to go to. God Almighty, that God gives leading, guidance, and direction, and gives it always in the truth, whereas the other side may seek to give you what it is you want, even though it might be to your detriment, even though it might be to your spiritual destruction. They know how to bring the incredible seduction. If anybody has ever studied or take a research study on the Bell Witch, a friend of mine gave me the book and I read through it about the entity that was engaging the entire family. And finally, the entity engages one individual to let them know what it really is, what they're really doing. And the strange thing about the story is the entity showed by example, gave a, showed them how they can actually talk like a dead family member and sound just like them. That's what we have to understand. The entities there that know how to, they know how to pull the records per se on dead people, their histories, especially if it's a familiar spirit where there is contact. So let's say in a meeting, an individual comes in, There's a familiar spirit operative over their life because of the family line. They desperately want contact with a loved one that's died. They get to a medium that also has spiritual presence. Do you understand that outside of them, the spiritual presence on the seeker, the spiritual presence on the medium will immediately identify each other and converse and work together. A scheme, an operative scheme. As long as it involves deception, as long as it involves seduction, as long as it involves blanketing and burying the human conscience, mind, perceptive abilities, and keeps individuals preoccupied and in a belief system where they have experienced reality, spiritual reality, but not the truth. The goal, I guarantee you, keep them from God. Keep them from Christ. I guarantee you also that when in those kind of meetings, individuals who have the Spirit of God that do have discernment and begin to pray, there is a disruption. There are mediums that will know that in a room, if a real believer in Christ begins to pray, they know that somebody's blocking. Ritual workers know when somebody's praying against their operative rituals and summoning. It is true. As a matter of fact, spirits on individuals, and I've tested this out, we've seen it happen again and again, where all of a sudden I'm praying on the inside about the presence of the person that I see at the grocery store. And all of a sudden look at them and begin to pray inwardly about the presence in or on them that I've sensed. And all of a sudden, instantly, they look over with an angry look at me. Oh, I've had some speak right out loud cussing, and it wasn't the human being. It was the spirit that knew that I just struck them, per se, with the authority of Christ and with bringing exposure. Spiritual battle, you better believe it. Spiritual presences everywhere, you better believe it. And we haven't seen anything yet. You just wait to the great chaos. You just wait to the rise of the Antichrist, the false prophet. It's going to be off the scale in a demonstrative way. It will be incredibly blanketing when it comes to the deception. Doesn't mean that the Spirit of God in the believer isn't still greater than that which is in the world. But the believer, like you, needs to stand strong and know in an experiential and familiar way the presence and power of the Spirit of God in the midst of this battle so that we can bring the message of Jesus. A lot of people that have spirits all over them, in them, that they're experienced in that dark side, and if they've written, guided by those spirits, and if they've performed, guided by those spirits, and if they're really entrenched, they really get angry when you bring the message of Jesus Christ. Let me give you this word. In first chapter of Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That means good news. It's a reference to the full story of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. If you read first chapter of Colossians, when the writer, led by the Spirit of God, talks about how the gospel is producing fruit all over the world. In the original language, it is in, well, it's in a tense that literally is saying it has inherent in it the power to produce, even without a human being, without a believer, a Christian, quoting it, sharing it. For example, we had a guy stepped on a gospel track that we had been putting out and sharing. It was a really unique one that we had. And literally picked it up, took it in the house, and read it. Read the story of loneliness, read the story of Jesus Christ, read the story of the gospel, and in that house, this man, his name was Frank, this man prayed, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life. I accept you as Lord and Savior. And right then and there, the Spirit of God, the living Christ, came in. This guy looked on the back of the track, called the church phone number, told me what he did, and I went to see him. Took him a Bible, took him literature, brought him to church, baptized him. He was out on the street witnessing. He was a man coming home from work, and you got to understand, though I mention hundreds of millions of spirits from the dark side are more operative than ever in history and will become even more operative, the Spirit of God, his omnipresence worldwide, wherever it might be, China, in Russia, in Finland, in South Africa, wherever it may be, whatever location, the Spirit of God is, you got to understand, do you understand what the Word of God teaches? That he is worldwide seeking, summoning, drawing, knocking at the door of maybe your heart, of the lost. Every Christian should know that God is operative, knocking at the door. It is his will. He doesn't want anybody to perish. It is the Spirit of God operative that way. That's why the Spirit of God wants to use you as a witness to convey the powerful gospel that has power inherent that can penetrate a life, engage them. It is God, the Spirit of God, engaging, convicting, convincing, and drawing them. Come out of darkness, come out of sin, come to the Savior, come and know God, come and get the gift of eternal life. On the other side, come and get an experience, come and get enhancements, come and get more experiences, come and let more of us grip your life and keep you from God. So I ask the question tonight, what is the source of your supernatural spirituality? What is the source of your enhancements? If you say, I'm a reader of the dead, I'm a medium, I'm somebody that works with the Ouija board in a deep way, I'm a channeler. What's the source? Knock, knock. Who's there? Who is it? When my wife was at that hotel and that entity or presence came on her bed and on her back twice, it wasn't God the Holy Spirit. That's not He doesn't do it that way. It wasn't an angel of God. They wouldn't do something like that. It was sinister. It was there looking for someone to answer and open up and be inquisitive and want what it was. So it's the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's very dark on your street. You're not living in a good area of the city. And there's a knock at your door. Do you just run downstairs, unlatch all the locks, open wide the door, and then look out? Or do you look out first? Do you look out first to see who it is? Is it friend or is it foe? Is it the Spirit of God guiding to Christ, or is it the spirits masquerading, leading to hell's playground, preoccupation, distraction, to suck your soul away and keep you from God? Can I ask you a question tonight? If you're very spiritually experienced from the dark side, what would it take to bring an exchange? Are you willing to give up demon-given abilities to turn to the living Christ? Would you be willing to give up the powers they give you to turn to the living Christ, not because he has greater powers, which he does, not because he has greater giftings, and he does, not because of even indestructible immortality? I just want you to look at Jesus alone. I mean, there's a great story of this interaction of the living Christ. Decades later after his death and resurrection, you read about it, Revelation 3, where he says to a church, like he could to a Christian that's gone Laodicean, it's gone somewhat spiritually dead. And Jesus says, he stands at the door and he knocks. Now you got to understand the context. Jesus stands at the door and he's knocking and letting anyone know that it's him, that he wants to come in, that he wants to have fellowship, that he wants to build the relationship. That's what it's all about. As God comes by the Spirit of Christ, perhaps tonight as you're listening, perhaps tonight as you've somehow turned this on By God's providence, you think by accident? Maybe someone downloading over there in Europe, maybe a Russian at a table with a computer, and you're wondering why you're listening. But there's something there. Here I am, thousands of miles away, the Spirit of God of the living Christ inside, the hand of God going out to you. I pray that God save you. I pray that God heal you. I pray that God deliver you. I pray that God, and listen, will move in you in such a way that you open your heart, that you're willing, that you go ahead and say it by faith. You know what? I do believe Jesus Christ loves me, died for me, rose from the dead. I do believe he's God. I do believe he's the Savior. Lord Jesus, I accept you and come into my life and give me your Spirit. Maybe you're a medium. Kind of like the one in England that was going to her meetings again and again. Passing by Martin Lloyd Jones's church. Oh, he knew about the Holy Spirit, about revival. She finally came in, came again. She got saved. She came to Christ. And in the book which he's writing to preachers, he tells the story of how he went to her and said, "You're a well-known medium. You're a well-known person in contact with the powers. Why'd you come in here? How is it that you've gotten saved?" The words of the medium were, "I knew the powers. I was experienced, well-known, making a living on mediumship. But every time I passed the church building here, I felt another power that I didn't know. And it was a clean power. I came inside, and it was a power here, but I didn't know what it was. But it was a clean power. That's all the way I can describe it. It was a clean power. Until I realized who it was and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and the power of the Spirit of God came into my life, and all the dark powers went out." An exchange occurs. Exchanging the lie for the glory of God. Exchanging the lesser spirits and their abilities and functions for God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, indestructible immortality. One side can give it to you. One side can only deceive you. Can I ask you again tonight? Where does your spiritual life or power come from? The Ouija board, I think it's the word that means yes. It's a spirit board. They call it a spirit board or a talking board. Now, we got one as a kid. As a young kid, probably 11 years old. Christmas present, Ouija board. I didn't know what all the symbols and signs were. I had no idea. Not one iota of an idea. And, you know, a couple of times, I think, as a kid, we played with it. We played with it, but I had no idea, and in my case, it didn't seem like anything happened. Though I will say that our family was completely pagan, lost, that eventually, whether from any kind of door and influence that I opened up to, I was led into the world of the occult, the dark side, and engagement with spirits that were not from God. If you do a search on Ouija, you can take a look at all the different styles, the talking board, the spirit board, even the pink Barbie-looking. Listen, this is what they're doing. I mean, you get some seven-year-old girls together doing this thing. Let me tell you something, if you play with the doorways. I mean, I believe, literally, here's what I believe about the Ouija board, that the person that constructed it knew what they were doing, that it was a kind of doorway, a kind of tool, physical tool to sit down and connect with so that doors could be opened. Because in putting your hands on the little mover, and then the idea of that passive waiting meditative, you know, idea, asking questions and seeing, again, what will move your hands? I mean, if it's really real, what is it that moves your hands to the letter A, to the letter, you know, whatever? What is it? What's the presence? I'm going to tell you right now, the Ouija board wasn't designed by a prophet, an apostle, by a man or woman of God. Not at all. It is literally like rituals, ancient rituals that are written down. Sometimes the designs are there. As a matter of fact, all the designs, and you see the pentagram and all the sigils and all these things that you can see in the world of deep, dark occultism all the way to the lighter level stuff. All of it is ultimately a communication of the spirits that help create the objects that will be the doorways, gateways. Gateways can be as big as an entire city civilization like the Mayans, with Nephilim architecture, astroarchaeology, and massive, massive doorways of human sacrifice and all that's done that way. I'm going to tell you right now that you know the stories. Individuals that began to do the Ouija board again and again and again and again, and all of a sudden it began to work. All of a sudden, people have talked about how the little mover in the middle, how it flew off the table, how it guided and led and directed an individual to the letters to spell out some level of, direction, answer. Can a spirit guide an individual like that? Sure. Absolutely. And can somebody do it without something happening right away? Well, sure. And I know some right now are probably saying, uh-oh, I opened a door. I opened a door, and what am I going to do? Well, let me tell you right now that you can close that door. And I want you to understand that's what it's like. I mean, you can open the door to God. You can open the door to the other side. And if you've become a believer and you know the Lord, you know the Spirit of God, you know the truth now, there's nothing wrong with standing up and say, Lord, show me all the doors that I have opened up to the other side so that I can make sure to renounce them, make sure they're all closed, make sure that I don't give any legal rights to the enemy. Now mark down the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Start reading down from verse 26 on down. You're going to read about where it says, be angry but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and give the devil a foothold. Don't give the devil a foothold. The Greek word topon, the idea of a legal right, that you have opened the door because he's there knocking, because some object that had been prior created, a Ouija board, a crystal ball, crystals charged, a demonized object, demonized ground, a ritual circle, rune stones, all kinds of things can become doorways that have been created by the spirits for you to get influenced by. The spirits may even be on the objects. They may be, once they are contacted, attached to an object in a room, once you give them the right to come over to this side, you do what it is they want you to do, or you've opened up, or you've had a visitation and you've engaged it, then they want to stay. And they will always want to bring more, even more. What about it? Ouija boards. Let me touch on channelers real quick here. Channelers. I'm in a Theosophical Society meeting years ago. I'm sitting next to a chosen one out of Fort Bragg, Psy Warrior type, and all the stuff they have and all the abilities they have. We're engaged in a discussion. We're sitting at a Theosophical Society meeting in the back row, about 35 other people all around us in front of us. And a man comes in that is a book author that has engaged the aliens, engaged the spirits, and is a channeler. And the whole thing was he was going to allow, in that meeting, the entity to come in or come through him, take over and speak to the crowd. He's going to let it happen. So I'm in the room, and I assume, really honestly, that I'm the only believer in Christ who has the Spirit of God inside of me. Inwardly, I'm praying. I don't care if I'm kicked out. That's not my problem. I am praying, Lord, let this thing come through so that I can engage it, command it to tell what it really is, that we can deal with it. I mean, I'm there ready to deal with this and see a power encounter. And 1 hour goes by, and he's discussing and talking and saying it won't come, it won't come. They took a break, and they go on again. And I think, you know, because of our presence, it may not have come through. He didn't know why, but he couldn't get it to come in and through him to talk to the crowd. I wanted to engage it. I don't think it did. See, the one thing about all these spirits, whether in mediums and psychics and trance mediums and that which is behind the Ouija boards and channelers, those real entities, well, they can perceive the crowd. They know the only danger they have is Jesus Christ, the cross, the blood of Christ, and all of what that means in a spiritual war where God comes to redeem. And they come to destroy. Tonight, as you listen to the first of the series this week, the visitation, communication, and contact with the spirits, what do they want? I'm going to tell you right now, on Monday night, the 18th of October, what they want is your soul. What they want is your life. What they want is to use your life. I want you to know that if you allow the Spirit of God, the living Christ, to engage you, show you the difference, and I pray that He does, and I pray that you will open up, you might have the spirits try to hold you back and not turn to Christ, but call on the name of Jesus. Renounce the demons, the spirits, the spirit guides, the supernatural operative powers that are not from God. Renounce all of it. Turn to the living Christ. Receive Him. I'm going to tell you, in politics, in military, in economic circles, the spirits are seeking. They need the lives, the minds of politicians and military folks and even the economic elite because of their agenda. You might be a tarot card reader on a street corner making $20 a shot, but you have no idea that the spirits operating in and through you give disinformation. They cannot give the correct. They cannot help anyone, ultimately. You got to get out of it. You got to come to Christ. The music is on. We are done for the night and want to say we love you in Christ. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Hey, remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. God bless you. See you Tuesday night.